this year, I want you to really analyze what type of person that you are. And I want you to start identifying with being the creator rather than the waiter. Meaning, what are you waiting on instead of creating it? So what are you waiting for? Who are you waiting to anoint you? Who are you waiting to ask you to speak on stage? Who are you waiting for to notice you? And become the person who creates those opportunities. Hey everyone, it's time for another quickie because there's always time to fit in inspiration. And I love the energy of a new year. It is absolutely one of my favorite times of the year, along with one of the most hectic times. And I know that you know what I mean. We're coming up for the holidays. You are just trying to catch up on sleep and potentially get all of your energy back from peopling so much. If you're anything like me, where you are a bit introverted and you get your energy by recharging by yourself. So we're trying to get our energy. We're trying to get our sleep back to normal. We're trying to get our food back to normal, while also simultaneously, there's this super exciting new year energy going on. And I can tell you, I'm finally in a place in my life where I understand that in order to move forward, it's not about putting 10 or 20 new goals in my calendar. In fact, I've learned really quickly that the more goals that I have every single year, the less likely I am to reach them. So for me, it's really like these 1 to 3 things that I'm really focused on or showing up differently that's going to completely change my life. And if you guys have not listened, I highly recommend going and doing the exercise that is the 4 feelings exercise that Chris and I did on our He Said, She Said for New Year's that had just come out prior to this. So go check that out. Just look for the last He Said, She Said, and you should be able to find that exercise. It's really quick. It's really great. Go do it. Let me know what you think. But this year, I want you to really analyze what type of person that you are. And I want you to start identifying with being the creator rather than the waiter. So, meaning, what are you waiting on instead of creating it? So what are you waiting for? Who are you waiting to anoint you? Who are you waiting to ask you to speak on stage? Who are you waiting for to notice you? Who are you waiting for to tell you that you get that book deal? Who are you waiting for? Who are you waiting for to invite you out to dinner? And become the person who creates those opportunities. Because I will tell you that every single successful person that I know, and looking back at my journey, there was never one time that before I had created the feeling and the thing that I desired in my life, did I get invited to a fancy dinner with fancy people? Did I get invited on a stage? Did I get invited to shoot a cover for a magazine? Those were all things that were created. I did not wait for someone to anoint me good enough. I did not wait for someone to ask me, because I promise you, if I did not go create the opportunities, that I would never be where I am right now. And to this day, I bet I still would not have been asked to speak on the big stages that I get asked to speak on now. What do I mean by that? So when you think of somebody who has a big stage, right? Let's just use this for an example. Think of an event that has 500, 1,000, 10,000 people. They are not going to go and ask somebody who maybe shows up on social media once in a while and does a couple cool things, maybe has started a couple cool things. They're not going to ask those people to go and show up on a stage and guarantee that they're going to do an incredible job that they just charged people money for to come see them and said it's going to be X, Y, and Z and we're going to deliver these results. They're not going to take a risk on someone that they don't know can handle a stage or that they don't know who could host their own event, right? That's not going to be something people are going to take a risk on. So if you, this is just one example of the many that I want to share. If you think that you want to get on a big stage, you first need to create your own small stage. And then you need to grow that small stage into a bigger stage. And that could be a podcast. So that's a stage, right? And then you need to grow that into something bigger. or you need to create your own event. And it could start with 10 people, it could start with 50 people, and then you need to prove that you can grow that into something bigger. And then you have all of this evidence that then once people go, oh, that's the person I'm looking for, who I know could handle all of the things that come with speaking on a very large stage, right? The things that you're not thinking about, that after years of prep work of me on my own stages, I'm prepared for. I can't tell you how many stages I've been on where my teleprompter goes out, or my confidence monitor, so all my slides go out, or the audio goes out, or something happens in the audience that's very disruptive. And let me tell you, if I was a new speaker and those things happened, and I didn't have that already happen to me at my own small events, so I was able to handle it and learned how to respond, and the small, you know, problems and chaos happened at smaller events, so it didn't feel like as big of a deal. If I had not had all of those experiences, I would not have known what to do on stages. When I've spoken in front of 10,000 people, I've been on stages in front of 15,000 people, but there's been audio things that have gone wrong, where there's been things in the audience that have gone wrong. So what I'm trying to show you is that you need to create and get all of that experience for yourself rather than wait. So here's an exercise that I want you guys to do. I want you to write down all of the things that you are waiting for, meaning I'm waiting to be on that podcast. I keep asking to get on that podcast and they keep denying me. I'm waiting to get on that stage. I keep asking, but they keep denying me. I'm not even getting answered. I'm waiting to go to that girl's dinner, but no one is asking me. I'm not being asked. I want to, you know, be in this particular group. And now you need to write down how you're going to create that same experience. It may not be the same people, it may not look the same, but how are you going to go create your own event and stage? How are you going to go create your own girls' networking dinner with women who will come at your level, right? Even if you get a ton of no's. And that's what I want to share, is that you look at the people who you think that you want their career and you want to be where they're at, but they had to go through the exact same thing that I am telling you. You know, the woman who has the big network and all of the friends, she once got rejected by being asked, or by asking three new people to a dinner. You know, she probably had to ask 15 people in order to get three people to that dinner. And so there's no way to skip this line. There's no way to skip this building process. Because even if you've seen overnight sensations on social media where you're like, oh my God, this girl came up out of nowhere, I guarantee there is a YouTube channel that's been going on for 5 years, a blog that's been going on for 7 years, an email list that she has been nurturing and growing for 7 years. I guarantee that there is thousands of videos and uploads to some sort of social channel that all of a sudden you see this person overnight and think that it just happened for them. It did not. This is just built consistently upon what you desire for you. And so this year, I pray that you switch from waiting to being anointed, to creating what it is that you want to do. So when you do that exercise, I just want you to, again, write down all the things that you're waiting on, and then write down one simple, the simplest thing that you could do for each one that you're waiting on to create that emotion that you're craving. Because everything that we want, whether that's the big stage, it's just because you want to go and be heard. You want to go and share what you feel is really important to you. You can do that with three people. You don't need to start with 1,000 or 10,000. You can start small. All big things start small. Remember that phrase this year, all big things start small. The person who says yes to what I'm saying this year is going to be on their come up. They're going to be the person that you see out in the world in 3 years. And I'm telling you, if you don't start now, it's never going to happen. So can you wait 2-3 years? Maybe even at the end of this year, you're going to start getting some cool opportunities. But it's worth it. It's worth the long game, because in 3 years, you're going to look back and go, wow, I have like the career of my dreams and this community of my dreams because I put in the work. I put in the work, and now people are finally starting to notice, which for me was like 5 years. So we're just going to say it's faster for you because, you know, I just feel like that's how it's going to be for you. That's what we're going to manifest for you. So you guys, I am just so in love with having this platform. And I will tell you that when I first started it, nobody listens to your first podcast, guys. It's like you put it out there and you have, you know, a few people listen to your podcast, and you have to hold the vision. You have to hold the big vision for what you want. And I knew that not only did I want to grow an audience, but I also focused on the fact that it was serving me and what I love to do. I love to talk to people. I love to share my insights. I love to learn something and then say it again so that it just like gets into my bones. So whenever I would start to get stressed or worry about if anyone was going to listen to the podcast, I was like, ultimately, Lori, like this is for you. This is making you feel better. This is making you practice for those stages that you want to be on. This is making you be ready to be able to talk at like the drop of a hat if somebody needs you to, which you guys is crazy. Once you start getting in these higher level networks, people, you could be at their event and something goes wrong and they're like, could you ever do this part? And you're like, oh my God, like I would never be able to do this in any other world unless I practiced on my podcast all the time. Like, yes, I could do something. And so this is what I'm talking about. You need the practice, you need the reps, because when you get to that next level, in order to stay there, you got to be ready for all the things that come with that level. So I'm sending you guys so much love. I know that you're all creators. I know you're not waiters. And I can't wait to see what you create in this new year. So if you love this podcast, you guys, it would mean the world to me if you either go rate, review, or share with a friend. Truly, if this has done anything for you, that's the only way that a podcast grows. And it is my biggest goal this year to grow this podcast. So I'm sending you so much love. And until next time, earn your happy. Bye, everyone.
Hey, thanks for listening to the podcast. And I want to make sure that you have my phone number, and I'm not kidding. Did you know that I have a community text number? For real. My phone number is 310-496-8363. This goes directly to my phone. All you have to do is text the word daily to 310-496-8363. And I literally text you every single day, Monday through Friday. I actually just got done 30 seconds ago texting a bunch of people back, and I talk to you all of the time. You guys, people always ask me how I got my community text number and how it works. Well, all you have to do is you can just go to community.com and get your own. Community makes it easy to get a phone number that you can use to build your audience using text. People just text you at your number and they're added to your group. Then you can text them out audios, video links, anything you want. You guys, I text out happy birthday videos. I love to send podcast links, thoughts about life, book recommendations, different events that I'm doing in the local area. Texting gets me out of the noise of social media and directly into your hand. And now you can start texting your people too. Just go to community.com to get your phone number. They give you a 10-digit real phone number, not those weird short codes that look like spam, but it's more than a phone number. Your new number comes with an inbox for SMS and texting. This means you can actually manage your text list from your computer and an app on your phone. You can schedule texts to send at certain times and to certain groups. You can even set up auto replies or let your assistant or customer service team answer your text messages via Community's awesome dashboard. Just go to community.com and ask for a free demo. They'll show you how it works and get you your number. It's time to start texting your audience versus just posting on social media. Everyone uses Community for that. So go check them out at community.com. I can tell you, it's not just great for communicating with my audience, but Chris and I use Community and our texts to also sell out our launches. I'm telling you, you get such an incredible response because you really are creating a true, deep sense of community. And it's so intimate. It's freaking amazing. Go check it out at community.com.
Hey y'all, I'm so excited to share with you, Earn Your Happy is now part of Growth Day Podcast Network. A bunch of us are coming together to bring more growth to the world and support shows and brands that we truly believe in. And one of my friends is also on the network, and I'd love for you to go subscribe to his show. You guys, Trent Shelton has the most incredible podcast. It's called Straight Up with Trent Shelton, and it's going to remind you that you are built for this. I have heard Trent speak in person multiple times. I've listened to his podcast a ton. He's coming on the show and I literally cannot wait because this man just spits straight fire. It is like truth that goes to your core and makes you take action right away. If you want one of those podcasts that when you're just out on a walk, you can't help but want to start running and run through a wall in your life, this is the show to go listen to. So you guys, make sure that you go subscribe to the show Straight Up with Trent Shelton. You're gonna love it.